Everyone, we are on page 276. At the bottom, we are to 277. Simen Kuf Yud Siv Dal. Last time we introduced the dinim of Tefillah Halachas of Tefillah Sederach, and that's what we'll spend the next couple of days talking about, the actual practical halachas in terms of when one is traveling, what to say Tefillah Sederach, how to say Tefillah Sederach, v'chulei v'chulei. Okay, says the Mechaber over here in Siv Dal. Hayotzei l'derech, someone is going on a derech, yipal yirat zon, we'll talk about only, not today, only good next time, what exactly a derech is considered. Yitpalel, yol davin, yirat zon, milvanecha, Hashem lo, kenu leo, senu, shalei, chenu, shalom, v'chulei, v'chulei. All the nosach of Tefillah Sederach, we end up with the bracha, bracha, ta Hashem, shumea, tefillah, v'tzarech, b'omro, b'loshen rabbi. And we say it, b'loshen rabbim, and the Mishnah Berurah over here explains that in general, the law is, even though when we daven for ourselves, you daven b'loshen yachid, any tefillah that we have, any set tefillah, one we have, and that's why Al-Shmanas is like this also, we always daven b'rabim. When you do your own tefillah b'kashos, you get add in tefillah b'yachid. L'omar b'loshen rabbim. Esher yamod mileach kishyom, right? If it's possible to stop on your derech, to say tefillah sederach while standing, that is better. So if you could pull it to the side of the road when driving the car and stop and say tefillah sederach, that's great. Not always that shayach to pull over the side of the road. So therefore, you're allowed to say it while moving, but best to be able to stand while saying the tefillah sederach. If you are traveling, once again, if you're talking about over here riding on a donkey or a horse, okay, or a camel, you don't have to stop if you're afraid for the derech. You don't want to be late, stuff like that. But once again, if you could stand with saying tefillah sederach, all the better. All the better. Fine. So by the way, the makor of giving shliach mitzvah money, if you look over here in the Kav HaChaim, so you cut in Kav Zayin, he brings down the makor over here. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, but the idea of being a shliach mitzvah, bringing tzedakah, wherever you're going, that is the idea. Many say that if you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need shliach mitzvah money because you're on the way to do a mitzvah, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. As long as you're doing it for the right purposes, then you're doing it, that's Mekai in the mitzvah also. You don't even need shliach mitzvah money on the way here. People give you all the best. You get to give out to a Neum here in Eretz Yisrael, that's great. But the idea, the concept that it's supposed to protect you, don't really need when you're traveling to Eretz. When you're traveling back, that's when you really need the shliach mitzvah money. Look at the Kav HaChayin, Sukkot and Kav Zayin. Wait, the whole Tefillah Sederach, the Rambam does not even bring down Tefillah Sederach. Many are maksha, why it's brought down in the Gemara. The Rambam leaves out the whole Nusach of Tefillah Sederach. Obviously, we do not paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like Rov Rishonim, who do bring down Tefillah Sederach. Now, as we said last time, you're allowed to insert your own tefillahs in the middle of Tefillah Sederach. You want to ask that you're not getting any chas v'shalom car accidents and stuff like that, or anything else that you're afraid of on the derech, you could add in your own tefillahs because it's at the end of the day, it's a tefillah. Okay? Let's say you're on the derech and you don't know Tefillah Sederach Baal Peh. You don't have a sitter on you. You don't have a way of knowing Tefillah Sederach Baal Peh. So okay, as long as you know the Ikr Nusach, Shetolichenu L'Shalom V'Tatzilenu M'Kaf Ko'oiv V'Ori B'Derech V'Tihenu L'Chenu Chesed Racham Yeinecha, you know the Ikr part of the tefillah, the crux, the middle part of the thing we are davening for the different things on the road, then you could even say, and you could even end off with the bracha if you don't know every single word of the bracha. One is required to say Tefillah Sederach even if he's going toward Dvar Mitzvah. You might say, Shulchai Mitzvah Sein Nizukin, you don't need Tefillah Sederach. That is not how we pass. We pass when you say Tefillah Sederach even if you're on the way to do a Mitzvah. It's better if one could say the Nusach of Tefillah Sederach many times you're with a group of people. Better to say it to yourself. Better to say it yourself. If you don't know the Nusach, whatever it might be, you could be Yotzei through someone else. Many times, though, it is a problem. It is a problem many times you're on a big bus, and they say Tefillah Sederach over a microphone. If you're only going to hear it through the microphone, you're not. If you're in the first couple of rows, you hear the person even without the microphone, it's fine. If you're only in the back of the bus, and you only hear Tefillah Sederach through the microphone, then you're not really Yotzei Tefillah Sederach, according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. You're hearing only through the microphone, you're not really Yotzei, you're not hearing the real words, and therefore you would not be Yotzei. You have to hear the words of Tefillah Sederach. So in that case, it's good if they say it over the microphone just for the fact that you could say it along with the person, so you could say the words. If you say it now, say the words to yourself while the person is saying it, if you don't know about Baal Peh, so that would be good. Just to listen, though, is not you're not going to be Yotzei according to many poskim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting over here. Look inside Sikon Chav, a couple of very interesting things for travelers. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Beloshen Rabbim, B'dafka v'tfilah kavu l'rabim. Like I said before, this is only talking about a tefillah that is kavu l'rabim. We say Beloshen Rabbim. Avol kishadam rotz levakish eitzah bakasha ba'ad atzmo. The person wants a personal bakasha that he's davening for himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ain't certainly pal Beloshen Rabbim. There's no need to say Beloshen Rabbim. V'yasuk b'torah b'derech. One should be osek b'torah b'derech. Oh, you're going to ask, how could that be? We know the couple weeks of Parshko, the brothers, That's the problem. They were osik b'tar b'derech. It says al targizu b'derech. It says ukfar omru shamahal b'derech mefana libo levatala. Someone who traveled in the derech and is a mefana libo levatala. He just is osik in things levatala. Mitchayiv b'nashu, says the Gemara Tainus. You have a low yain ba'alacha, but not to ma'ayin. In ma'alacha deal ma'ati le'atruda. You should do more pashat things that you're not going to get all tarud on the derech. Bekat of a maganah. If you're not the person who is manning the camel, donkey, horse, or obviously then also a car, so if you're just in the back seat traveling, so then you can learn whatever you want. That's not talking about this case. It's only when you have to be paying attention to the road. You should not be osek in other things that are going to distract you from the road. And I would say even nowadays, if you're driving a car, you have to have your whole mind on what you're doing when you're driving. Chas v'shalom, there's so many tragedies on the road, and one has to be very, very, very careful. So kadosh nefashos mamish. Own matcha mugmar. Damahalch b'derech tzarech lahari vatzul ma'at. Okay, you're not shouldn't eat too much. Ki atzeh kashal z'me'ayim mitei torech ha'derech. Then it says like this: V'izar kol adam she'elo pas afilo ochem makom karam makom d'shchiach pas. You should carry with food with you. Ki kama pamishikra mikros rachmanal tzlanu b'derech. Something can happen in the derech. You're traveling and you're not going to have food. Okay, most places have food and they don't always have kosher food and stuff like that when you're traveling in the derech. You should pack a sandwich with you. This is the point I wanted to get to. V'nachom. V'chol yirei shemayim be'es yetziyoto l'derech shi'ikachi mo'a talsa tefillin shalom. Anytime you're traveling on the derech and you might be staying overnight, you should take your talis and tefillin, even if it's a safek, take your talis and tefillin with you. Afilu nosin l'makom karov v'dayk l'achsar. Even if your das is to come back that day, but you're traveling a far difference, the distance. Pen yikrei zemikrovi paltol mitzvah. Maybe something's going to happen, and you're going to end up staying the night, and you're not going to have your talis and tefillin. You're going to be battle from the mitzvah of talis and tefillin. Ubav Rusainu, Rabbi says the Chavetz Chaim Bos, and Rabbi Yishol Vedrachim. There are travels. Shein lo chinuman afilu tefillin. They don't even take their tefillin with them. The some chatzon shebederech yishalom yacherim. And there's so much on the fact though, when they get to the next town, they borrow someone else's tefillin. It won't be a problem. Vavunam gadol, their sin is great. Ki harbei pami matzui shal yedeze overing zman kriyat shalat tefillah. Even if they find someone to borrow their tefillin, many times they can't borrow it until after zman kriyat shalat tefillah, and they miss the correct zman. Ukshavatina achi is damilam, because they're waiting for them to have a chance to wear them. Va'od shalokin tefillin mimasha baba yadam. They take whoever's tefillin they can get to. Ve'ein makpinim akesher shal rosh lefimi dasolo. And very problematic when you're borrowing anyone's tefillin. Many people's heads are different sizes. And if you have a smaller head, you borrow someone's tefillin with a bigger head, the kesher is going to be too big, and you're not going to be yotzei tefillin because the tefillin are not going to be sitting on the right place of your head. So therefore, number one, one should take his towels and tefillin if he's ever going to be even have a suffix. They end up staying all night. If anything happens, you would stay all night, take your tefillin with you. And B, you have to be very careful when borrowing others to other people's tefillin, like we learn over here. Sif hey. Ain sarich lomar otailu pam achas biyom. If you're traveling from place to place and you're making many stops on the way, you're on a road trip. Okay, you're stopping in one city, they're going to go travel, you're going to be there for an hour, and you're going to go to another city, v'chulei v'chulei. One tefillah sederech is going to be good for the whole day. You don't have to make a second tefillah sederech when you're traveling from the second city to the third city. Alim daita lalun ba'ir. But if your das was that you got to a city and you were going to be stopping there and you're going to be sleeping there overnight. And then you decided the hotel was not up to your standards. You want to travel to the next town to get to the next hotel. Okay, so you change your mind now after getting to the hotel. There was not to your standards. Whether you're going to go beyond that or you're going to now go back to your house. That's what we call in halacha hesach hadas. You stopped your bracha. You thought you were stopping here for the night. You thought you're here for the rest of the day, so therefore your tefillah zederech stopped. Now you changed your mind. Now you're gonna have to make a second tefillah zederech. So if your mindset was that you're gonna be traveling all in one day, or you're going to going back home in the same day, one tefillah zederech is going to be good. If you're gonna go back home, you just add in those couple of words of tachzireinu l'shalom, that should be returned also b'shalom in your tefillah zederech. You don't make a second tefillah zederech. But if you change your mind in the middle, then you require a new tefillah zederech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kavav, which is very lamaisa nowadays, what if you're traveling over a couple of days? Okay, you get to one place, and then you're in, or better than that yet, you are traveling overnight. Now it's a new day, the second day. You need a new tefillah zederech, inside Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kavav. Sorry, Siv Katan Kavchas. V'imholich b'em sayom. That's not the one I want. That's not right, sorry. Siv Katan Kavav. Sivkan Gavav, sorry. Sorry, the Avi Hesach Hadas, like I said before. The kol shekeinim lambederach beushpiza, for sure, if you sleep overnight in a hotel, for sure, if you, even though you knew you were traveling the next day, but you sleep overnight in a hotel, the next day you need a new tefillah sederach. Okay, every night you're going to sleep, you make a new tefillah sederach. Ach! But if he's going to be traveling all night long, whether he's in a car trip and he's switching off drivers and one person's going to travel throughout the night, or better yet, you're traveling very far distance in an airplane and you're going to travel through the night in the airplane, you're not going to have any night, you're going to land, you're going to sleep in a hotel, even if you're going to pull off the side of the road and sleep for a few minutes, sleep for a little bit of time, except you can pull off the side of the road and sleep in your car for 15 minutes, half hour. The Akar got chosen, then you're going to continue traveling after that. Yesh levarach tefilas aderach baboker b'li chatima. In the morning, that's not really considered asal. Now, therefore, he says, you should say another tefilas aderach without a chatima, without saying the bracha. Okay, so that's the most one could do. The minhag ha'olam, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita told me, is that, especially if you're traveling in an airplane, not to make another tefilas aderach. The tefilas aderach he made first thing, even if you sleep in the airplane, a nice gazunta sleep, that's still one hemshech of what you were doing before. You know, there's no new thing going on over here. You can be samach on the new tefillah and the old tefillah sederach. If one wants, after sleeping, a good gezunt to sleep on the airplane, make another tefillah sederach, he has the right to just do it without shemo malchus. You don't say it with a chatima. You don't say an after bracha afterwards. That's what's going to be halacha lemais. Fine. Let's do one more halacha. See vav over here. And that's the shiloh. The Merami Rotenberg asks, we have a similar shiloh by the bracha that we say every morning, Elokai Neshamo. Why doesn't that generally long brachas start with Baruch and end with Baruch? That's generally how we set up all Alamichya. You start with Baruch and you end with Baruch. Most long, the rule is, the long bracha starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. Why by Elokai Neshamo doesn't start with Baruch? And furthermore, over here, why does Tefillah Sederach start Yiratzon Milfanacha? Doesn't start with Baruch. So the Rami Rotenberg says over here, look at the Rami Rotenberg. The Rami Rotenberg, when he would go on the derech, he had to say tefillas aderech in the morning, baboker. He would end off the bracha gomel chasim tovin l'mo Yisrael. So therefore, it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. When you have a bracha smucha l'chaverta, therefore, the rule is that the end bracha of the last bracha, when you have two brachas next to each other, the end bracha of the first bracha will serve as the beginning bracha. Other thing, where do we say that? We say this, all of our brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. We start with Baruch, and then the rest of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei don't start with Baruch, because you're somech on the end bracha of the previous bracha. That's the same thing with Sheva brachas. Most of the Sheva brachas don't start with Baruch. Okay, because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. You guys probably learned about this in Ksubas when you got to the brachas of Sheva brachas. So to over here, Rami Rotenberg would be makbid. He held that really it should have started with Baruch. Therefore, he's makbid to make sure that he puts a bracha, an end bracha of another bracha, right before he goes into the bracha of Tfilas Haderach. Similar to all kind of Shama, that's why you're supposed to say it after Asher Yatzar. You say you finish Asher Yatzar, you make the end bracha of Asher Yatzar, and that will serve as the beginning bracha of Elokai Neshama. That's why most Siddurim, Lahotzi Mi Art Scroll, has the bracha of Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar. Okay, so that is the dinam over. That's the Merami Rotenberg. Now, is there any other teretz to this thing? Is there any other teretz to the Merami Rotenberg standard? Why doesn't Elokai Neshama start with a bracha? So it could be once again that the other posts say that over here it's not really, it doesn't go after the dinam of a bracha. Why? Because it's a tefillah. Tefillah is not necessarily has the same classic halachas as regular brachos, and therefore it starts here at Tzomil Fanecha. It doesn't get a bracha. It's not a long bracha. It's a tefillah. Therefore, since it's a tefillah, that's why it does not start with baruch. Nevertheless, sounds from the Mechaber, one should try me Machmir, when he says Tfilas Aderech, many people don't know this, that you should try and make a bracha right before saying Tfilas Aderech. Look inside Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kalches. So if you're traveling in the morning, so you could use HaGomel Chasidim Tovim L'mo Yisrael, that's a very good eitz. But many people traveling in the afternoon or at nighttime, what do you do about Tfilas Aderech Brachas Smuch L'Chaverta? So he says, V'im Holich B'em Sayom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yasmi Chanel Bracha Acheres, you should be Somechit to another bracha. Okay, go. Take a drink, take a bag of bamba, bag of chips, eat the bag of chips, go ahead and make your borei nefashos, and miyad after the borei nefashos, and then you go directly into the bracha of tefillah, then you go into the tefillah of Yiratzon Milfanecha, you go into that, and therefore it'll be like a sabracha, smucha lechaverta. Oyatel Naim, or go to the bathroom, V'yomar Asher Yatzar. Okay, so that's another answer. You can say Asher Yatzar, and then you'll go directly into the Racha. The tefillah, Umakom Shein Yachal, Asos Kozeh. In a place where you can't do this, you don't have anything to eat, you don't have to go to the bathroom. Kiyon Chain Lo Malav Arech, Vigam Uyoshi Bagalo Bein Arashim Bein Arotzin Lahantim Alav Ad Sheervia. No one wants you to have a bathroom break right now, so you can't say Asher Yatzar. Avol Pichay Mutter Lo Mark Tfilas Aderech. Don't think to Mevatel Tfilas Aderech. If you don't have something else to make a brochan, you still say Tfilas Aderech like the general halacha over here. Okay, so that is the you try and find something. So now, what about, I didn't say bracha achrona, why not bracha rishona? Why can't I make a bracha rishona? My chips go directly in there. Okay, so that's a shaila, because after your bracha rishona, now you're going to eat the chips. So now maybe that's a hefsik, and therefore it's not really a bracha smuch l'chaverto. So this is the machlokas between Rebbe and his Talmud, the Chasam Sofer, and his Rebbe Ravnasan Adler. Ravnasan Adler says he used to make a bracha on besamim before making his tefillah sederach. That's an easy one, make a besamim. But then he would smell the besamim, then he would go into Yiratzom Lefanecha. The Chasam Sofer says that's a hesek. The smelling of the besamim is going to be a hesek between the bracha and the two brachas, and therefore it's not going to be a bracha smucha lechaverta. So Lamaisa, what do we do? In the Mishnah Brus, in Reish Tes, in Katan Ches, over there in Hilchos Besamim, it's mashma that it's not considered a hesek. It's not just not considered a hesek, and the Pesach of Rishon Zalman is that better to have a bracha achrona or Asher Yatzar, not get into the shayla. But if you don't have anything else and you're not ready to make a bracha achrona, you want to be eating right now, it's time to say tefillas aderech, you can be samech on the bracha rishona, take a quick bite to eat, and then go into the yiratzom lefanechav, better than nothing. But once again, if you don't have any other options, you could go ahead and just say the tefillas aderech without a bracha shmuch al chaverta. We'll stop here today. We'll continue next time in more tefillas aderech. Have a great day.